So you've never heard that called your hunkers?
No.
Have you ever heard it called your haunches?
No.
Okay. If somebody has been sick and he's up and about now, but he still doesn't look too good, you say he still looks a little... a person who can lift heavy weights is very...
strong.
All right. Any other terms for strong? Similar things.
Powerful?
Okay.
No, it doesn't mean the same thing even. Very strong, very, no, that's all I know.
Would you ever use stout to mean...
Yes. Strong, okay. I sure would. I'm sorry to think of that.
Would it ever mean just fat, or would it necessarily
no,
mean strong?
No, not at all. We're strong and stout and sturdy.
Okay. One who is easy to get along
with... Stonky's another one.
Okay. A person who is easy to get along with is very...
easy going.
All right. If he always has a smile on his face and...
cheerful.
Mm-hmm. You might say, especially of a teenage boy who's just grown up very fast, he's all arms and legs and always falling over things, he's...
a klutz.
Well, using an adjective, he's very...
clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
dummy.
Any other words like that?
Plain. Dunce.
Would you ever call somebody a fool?
That's not nice.
Okay. A person who will never spend any money?
Tightwad Jew.
Okay, any other names?
Penny Pincher. Poor mouth.
Okay. If you used the word common about a person, what would you mean?
Common.
Mm-hmm.
Lacking in class, couth, and culture.
It's an insult.
Yes.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and he doesn't show his age, you'd say he's still pretty
alert.
Okay. Or even more than alert, he just gets around all over the place and he acts like
active.
Okay. Any other terms?
Active. Agile. I don't know.
All right. If the children are out late, you would say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still, I feel a little bit...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm...
scared.
Any other words?
Afraid.
All right. A person who gets afraid easily is...
scaredy cat.
Okay. And a place where you might feel afraid is a what kind of place?
I don't understand that one. A place where you would be afraid easily.
Mm-hmm. Like you said,
haunted house.
All right. And the things that people think they see in haunted houses are?
Ghost.
Okay. Let's see, she's not afraid now, but she...
has been. Was.
Or the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a negative form of used to be?
Well, I wouldn't say used not to be.
Is there anything else that you could say? Any other form of that?
Used not to be, used wouldn't be. I wouldn't say those, though.
All right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves his door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
trustworthy. Brave.
Or, well, it's not really a sensible thing to do, though. He's
stupid.
Yeah. Or...
foolish.
You wouldn't say that the kid is really a reckless driver, but sometimes he's a little bit...
careless.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Or...
weird.
Or...
grumpy.
Okay, we've really already discussed this word in another context.
Foolish?
Well, the word is queer that
oh, yeah,
I'm particularly
yeah.
thinking about, but we have really talked about it. Would you use it in that?